Okay, boys. Today's daf is daf ches. We're holding at the top at the Mishnah Ein Bein, and as you know, these Mishnayos today and the next few Mishnayos are all going to continue with the Ein Bein phraseology, the same way we began back on Shabbos when we spoke about Ein Bein Oder Rishon Li Oder Sheni Elakrias and Megillah Matunis Lavyoinim, and that's why Rabbeinu Hakodesh was Masader a whole bunch of Mishnayos, very few of which have anything to do with Megillah reading or with Purim, but all they begin with Ein Bein. So says the Mishnah. Ein Bein Amud Amahanome Chaveiroi Lemudr Mimenu Ma'achol El Adrisis Aregel the Kalim Shein Oisim Behen Oichel Nefesh. If you have two people who are unfortunately at our loggerheads, they don't see eye to eye.
They're at odds with one another.
Exactly. So they have a dispute between one another, and therefore one is madir hanoah mechaveray, which means I don't want you to have any more hanoah from me, or I don't want to have any hanoah from you. Is a mudir hanoah mechaveray.
What?
Mudir hanoah. Mudir means he made a neder not to have hanoah from the other fellow, or the other fellow should not have hanoah from him. Or the mudir mimenamachel, which is a more limited type of neder, where he says, I don't want you to eat by me, or to have any hanos ochel from me. I don't want you to go and eat from my dafyomi cookies. I don't want to eat from your cookies. What's the difference between the two? Ein bein. Ela drisus aregel. Drisus aregel means the right to go onto that other person's property. V'keilim shein oisim en oichel nefesh, as well as any type of utensils which are not for purposes of cooking. For instance, a pen. For instance, a table or a chair. Things which are not used for oichel nefesh per se. I mean, you could have a dining room table. Well, let's we're talking about a dafyomi table where we sit and learn. So that has nothing to do with ochel nefesh. So says our Mishnah, if a person made a neder hanoah, you're not supposed to have a noah at all, then you can't go and use my pen. You can't go and use my table, my chairs. On the other hand, if you made a neder not to have a noah of ochel, then it's not ochel. Nobody eats the pen. Nobody eats the chairs. So then you would be allowed to have hanoah. Rashi throws in one more wrinkle. Why don't we talk about that when we finish the Gemara in another minute or two? Says the Gemara, hold the Indian kelim what she'oisim and oichel nefesh. What happens, those kelim which are used for oichel nefesh, pots and pans and all different types of cutlery and crockery, anything having to do with oichel nefesh, zev zeshoven, then whether you made a hanoah not to have, and whether you made a neder not to have any hanoah, or if you made a neder not to have Hanoas ma'achol, the same thing would apply in both cases. You're not allowed to have hanoah because the neder would be chal on whether or not he said a generic hanoah mechaveroi or a specific mudr mimenu ma'achol. Now the Gemara continues. It says, "Betris saregel." That's already a difference between the two nedarim. That if you made a neder not to allow that person to have any hanoah from you, he has no right to walk on your property. So if he typically, like everybody else in the community, crosses your property to get to shul on Shabbos, people use a shortcut, he would not be allowed to use that shortcut. Frank Dimora, I don't know why. Holy Kapti Inchi. After all, everybody else in the community is going through his property to be able to use that shortcut on Shabbos and save themselves from having to walk around the block. So he's not makbid. Why shouldn't this fellow be able to go and do the same? After all, he's not makbid. Even though generally he is mevater, he normally waives his rights and allows everybody and anyone to walk through the property, no problem. However, the person who he's madir hanoah from, with whom he has a dispute, the dispute has risen to the level that either he or the other fellow has made a neder not to have hanoah. Oh, in such a case, that person is not allowed to use the same shortcut as everybody else. Even though everybody else, sure, no questions, no problems, go, gesinte heit. this person, if he's mudra anoa, he's not mevater, he cannot go. And therefore, that's why the Mishnah says that drisus aregel would be prohibited. But if he tells up only mudra menemachol, that has nothing to do with eating, and therefore he would be permitted to walk through the property. What's this? You have a question?
Yeah, what does he mean by he's not makpid?
Makpid means he doesn't care. He doesn't have any type of... Barry, what would you say for the word hakpada? He doesn't have any...
He's not makpid,
exactly. He's not makpid.
He's indifferent.
Shine is indifferent.
This whole mission doesn't make sense to me because if the guy...
It doesn't make sense to you because you love everybody and everybody loves you, so therefore how could anybody be a madra?
If somebody is at a level where they have a dispute with another human being and he takes upon himself and he declares, I don't want to have any hanah from this guy's property.
Right. No, he didn't say, he just said, I don't have any hanah from Yankel Smith. Yankel Smith, I don't want to have hanah from you. So then Yankel Smith says,
well,
you can't walk on my
levels.
Property.
One is a general, one is machal.
Exactly.
And
that's what the Mishnah says. Ein bein, what's the difference between these two types in the Dharam? If he says, no hanah whatsoever, don't crisscross
right.
his property.
Right.
If he says, don't eat, so he can't go and attend the Kiddush.
If he's going to say, for whatsoever, then why should he question, why can't I go across his property? You made him neder.
Nobody's questioning. We're just explaining what's the difference. Ein bein, there's no difference between a generic neder and a specific neder, except for drisus regel. You cannot cross his property. And number two, you cannot go and use
his
types of kalim, which are not ochel nefesh. Because if they're ochel nefesh, then either one of the two nedarim would prohibit your using the ochel nefesh kalim.
Thank you.
No problem. Rashi adds one curveball. And that curveball is that anything that normally people are maskir. Take, for instance, what happens if I want to borrow Yankel Smith's car. So I would say to myself, no, if I made a neder not to have anor at all, then I can't go and use Yankel Smith's car because that's having anor. But it has nothing to do with eating. I can't eat the car. So the choyer, that should be okay. If he lends me his car, I only made a mudar mimenu machal. Says Rashi, that is not the case. Because if you live in Bimokim Shemaskirin, and we all live today in cities where you have a Hertz rent-a-car, or an Avis rent-a-car, or an Enterprise, or whatever, I don't want to give free advertising to all these car companies, but wherever we live, there are people that rent cars, and therefore the use of someone's car has value. That value is a type of value, says Rashi, that you could use to go and buy groceries. So even though you are only madri mimenu machol, the use of the car is the equivalent, the monetary equivalent of eating food, because
it's
fungible. Money is fungible. Good. If you take a look at the fourth line of Rashi from the top, if I want to borrow somebody's pen, most places they don't have a rent a pen, and so therefore you can go and use the guy's pen if you only made a neder not to eat. However, if people are maskir these types of objects, tanam behed, you will learn befeirish the asur the chol hanoa shimloi hehaneu ze. Any type of hanoa that if I wouldn't give him that hanoa, hoye machaser bo pruta, he would be losing money. Hanoas machli, so that's anos machl. Shari uya uisa pruta liknois bo machl. If you give me your, if a Yankel Smith, whose mudra no, lends you his car, so the car rental for a day, let's say, is $100 or whatever it is. So if I get the free use of his car, then I can take that $100 and use it to go and buy bananas or any other type of food. So therefore, I would be prohibited based on even the more limited neder of mudr mimenu machl. On to the next mission. Zuk the mission of Aita. Imi nadar nadovis, el shen nadar mchai b'achri yusan, nadovis, ene chai b'achri yusan. We know that there's two different types of kabbalas. There's a nader and a nadova. What's the difference between a nader and a nadova? Nader, he says, hare olai, I am going to bring a korban oila. I'm going to bring a korban chatas. I'm going to bring a korban shlamim. Whatever. He took upon himself, well, chatas is not really a good example. I'm taking upon myself an oila or a shlam, lamashul. That is a nader. And a dove means he looks at an animal, he points at it and says, hey, you animal, you are a karman oila, you are a karman shlam. So what's the nafkimina? The nafkimina is going to be what happens if that animal dies or that animal machta pleita, the animal runs away.
What happens if he has a mum?
That we'll talk about in a moment. So says our Mishnah, Ein bein nedorim ledovus, elish nedorim chay bachriusan. If you made a neder that I am going to go and bring this carbon oila, you, regardless of whatever transpires in the world, even if Chas v'Shalom World War III were to break out, I have to bring that neder because I took that upon myself. Chay bachriusan. By endover, since I said only if this animal, I point to that animal, you are the carbon, if the animal runs away, if the animal dies, if the animal whatever, I only have to go and bring this animal. If there's no more animal, no more animal. Now your question about if the animal happens to be Balmum, it depends when it became a Balmum. Was it Balmum before I made it into a carbon, or after I made it into carbon? Basically what you'd have to do is, assuming that you had already been Makdashit and subsequently it became a Balmum, then you'd have to be Podit and take the money and then buy a new animal instead.
What if you did not limit yourself when you made the Nadava and you said, you animal are going to be a Korban? What exactly? I'm not sure, but you're going to be a Korban.
I mean, he didn't designate what Korban is going to be. That's a good question. If he's Makdashit without designating the Korban, that's a rare situation. We'd have to ponder that question. But Lamaisa would get Kedusha Saguf and a carbon. As to which carbon, we'll have to decide some other time. But getting back to our Gemara, Zuktimar. So what's the difference between Neinu? Dedava, Yochrayis, Nishtachrayis, Zuktimar, Hale, Inyan, Balte, Acher, Zeh, Vezeh, Shoven. We know it says in the Pasuk, Ki Sidur, Neder, Lashem, Elikecha, Lois, Acher, Lishalmoy, Ki Dorish, Yidushenu, Hashem, Elikecha, Meimach, Vahoye, Becho, Chet. If a person went and designated a carbon, he has to go and bring it within a certain time period. What exactly is that time period? If you remember in earlier Masechtas, we had a five-way machloikis. Generally, what we say is after three regalim. If you designated a behemoth for a carbon, you got to bring it within three regalim. So now, what our Gemara tells us is that regardless of whether he said, I am going to bring a carbon, or whether he pointed to a behemoth and said, you behemoth, you are the carbon. In either case, you have to bring the carbon in a timely fashion, otherwise you're over on this iser of loy se'acher. Ha'le'inyin ba'al te'acher zeh v'zeshav. So you are tenan hasam, we learned in the Mishnah. Eizeu neider oimer, what's the definition of neider? Like we said, ho'oimer, hari olai oila, that's hari olai. I am going to bring an oila, so then he's mechuyah b'achrayis. Ezin the dava, what's the definition of dava? Ha'oimah hari zu oila. He points to the animal and says, you are an oila. Ma bein nedarim ledavas, what's the nafkimina? Nedarim mesu, if the animal died. Oy nignavu, it was stolen. Oy avdu, it ran away, it was lost. Chai b'achriusen, because it's, I said, I am going to bring a carbon, so I got to bring it. Nedavoi, however, since he pointed to the animal, Mesu, Ay Nignavu, Ay Avdu, Ay Nechai Bach Yusen, he's off the hook. How do I know that there is such a distinction to turn upon? Shtetech in the Brayse, Shtet in Posig, Venirtzaloi Lechaper Olof. When a person goes and brings his neder for the carbon, and he actually brings the carbon, then it's Venirtzaloi, it's Ola Lerotzoin, to the Rabbeinu Shloim for this individual to give him his kapara. It's Reb Shimon Oimer, Esha Olav Chai Bachriusai. Since the Pasuk says the Lashon Lechaper Olav, when does he get his kapara? When is the carbon Ola L'Ratzayin? Esha Olav Chai Bachriusai. If he took it upon himself, like the Gemara is going to say in a moment, to Toin Akaspe Dami. It's as if he took the animal on his back, that he took a burden on himself to bring a carbon. So you know when he's going to have the kapara, when he brings it for a carbon. But if it's a nadava, and so therefore, if the carbon is no longer around because it died, it was stolen, it was lost,
Made a plata,
then I'm off the hook. Where do you see this in the Pasuk? Because it says, l'chaper Allah. When he says olai or olav, it's as if he takes the animal and he puts it on his back, or it's as if he takes this mitzvah of bringing a carbon and he takes it on his back. In other words, he superimposes upon himself this burden, and therefore he has to go and
fulfill
his obligation. However, if he didn't say olai, he just pointed to the animal. If the animal is here, I bring it for a carbon. If the animal's not here, I don't bring it for a carbon. So all of that is pretty straightforward. Now from here to the next Mishnah, and then the following Mishnah, it becomes a little bit more complicated. It becomes more complicated because we are not that familiar with Hilchos Zov. So therefore we have to do a very, very quick summary of what Hilchos Zov are all about, and then we'll see in Yetshem, the Mishnah and the Gemara, what's the difference between this and that. A Zov means an individual who saw an emission. We're not talking about an emission of Keri, of Zera, we're talking about an emission of Ziva, which is different. What's the difference? It's different in the coloration, it's different in the substance, but it's an emission. And what's the halacha? If a person were to see this emission just once, it has the same status like a Baal Keri. He goes to the mikveh, and at night has Harif Shemesh. We're done. Nothing more to talk about. What happens, however, if he sees Ziva twice? So Rashi points out it makes no difference whether he sees it once right after the other and with an interval of 5 minutes or 5 hours, or if it happens 2 days in a row. As long as he saw Shtei Re'iois, he becomes Tomei. Now, what means that he becomes Tomei? Tomei means he's going to have to go and count 7 days, which are clean days. For the next 7 days, he'll have to check himself to make sure that he doesn't see any further emissions. And if, in fact, he has 7 clean days, he can go to the mikveh, and we're done. We're finished. What happens, however, if he saw 3 times... Again, this doesn't have to be 3 days in a row. It could be 3 times in the same day. It could be 3 times over a 2-day period. 2 today, 1 tomorrow, 1 today, 2 tomorrow. As long as he sees 3 re'iois, then he becomes, if you will, a Zav Godoil. He becomes a full-fledged Zav, which will require that after the 7 days of Nikiyim, he has to go and bring Karbanos. Those Karbanos are only required if he saw 3 times. Not if he saw 2 times. Why? We'll see in the Gemara 2 reasons for that. So says our Mishnah, Ein bein zav haroyeh shtei re'iois. It makes no difference whether he saw only twice, or the roye sholet he saw 3 times. They're both the same. Ela, carbon. The only nafkamin is you have to go and bring a carbon at the end. 3 times, yes. 2 times, nisht. Zok timar. Hold the inyan mishkevu moishav. Usvira shiva zevze shavin. However, the gabi the halacha of mishkevu moishav and svira shiva. Svira shiva we already spoke about. That both in the case of 2 and 3, you have to count 7 clean days where he saw no emission, and then he goes to the mikveh. What's mishkevu moishav? Mishkevu moishav is what we call tumas medris, which means if you're talking about a chair or a bed that normally a person sits on or a person lies on, coming to exclude something that a person doesn't normally sit on. For instance, if a person is sitting on a milk crate, there is no din of mishkev u'moishev, because we have the famous rule of amoid v'nasa malachteinu, which means the milkman comes by and he says, "Hey, mister, I need that milk crate. Will you please stand up? I need that crate." Since it's not miyuchad li shchiva or li yeshiva, there's no din of medrash. What is the din of medrash? Medrash is if chas v'shalom you have a person who is a zav, and he's lying, for instance, on a bed, and he's lying on the bed. Underneath him, there are, for instance, 10 layers, 10 layers of sheets and blankets and of mattresses and cushions. All of them become Tomei, even though the bottom one, the 10th one down below, he doesn't see, he doesn't feel, he doesn't know, it makes no difference.
He doesn't touch.
It's a very, very touchy halacha, but that's the halacha that all 10, anything beneath him becomes Tomei. So much so, normally when a person is Tomei, for instance, a Zav, he has a din of an Avatam. When he goes and touches another person, or Kalim, they become a Rishon L'Tumah. The din of Tumas Medrash is such an intense form of Tumah that when he lies down on that bed, anything and everything beneath him, all the sheets and all the blankets, they all get a din of an Ava Tumah. And so therefore, if an unsuspecting individual comes and touches, for instance, one of those blankets or one of those sheets, he doesn't know that there was a Zav that was sleeping on there just a few minutes ago. That person touches it, he becomes Tomei. that would only be the din because the covers get a din of an avatuma. However, if they would only get a din of a rishon l'tuma cannot be metame odom the kelim. That's what Rashi says very, very simply. Let's take a quick look at the Rashi right after the Mishnah. So Rashi, Mishka v'moishim, shochav, a person lay, oy yoshev, or he sat, al gabi asora begodim zelze, even 10 levels of clothing one on top of the other, such as sheets and blankets and what have you. Kulon avisatuma filo loy noga behen. All of them become an avatuma, even if he didn't touch any of them, except for the one that he is laying on. But the other 9 below, I didn't touch them, I didn't feel them, I didn't even know they were there. Makes a difference, they all have a din of an avatuma. The ilul, says Rashi, now to digress and to distinguish between other cases, ilunoga, if the zav would just have touched davar she'eina mishkav u'moishav, he touches, for instance, a kli, which is not something that you lay on or something that you sit on. Eini ela risha l'tumah. It doesn't get a din of av, it's only a risha. Ve'eini metam odom ekelim. Ela oichlunu mashkin, because a rishon can't be metam odom ekelim, it can only be metam oichlunu mashkin. So all Rashi has told us now is that whether the zav saw 2 emissions or he saw 3 emissions, it makes no difference. If afterwards he lay on a bed, that bed becomes tummy and avatuma, including all 10 layers beneath him. And I see Robbie has a question all the way from London. Yes, sir.
Yes. By logic, a Valkyrie is the one that should bring a carbon, and Azov, which is a sickness, should be parted from carbon because he's not guilty. What is the reason that is the other way around? That Azov, who is sick, should be high of a carbon. It's not his fault.
When all hilchos tuma v'tahara are things that are beyond our imagination or understanding. Everything, all of these are gzeiros from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Why does this cause tuma, and why does it cause this level of tuma? All of these things are really beyond human comprehension. But on a logical level, just to address your question, in fact, when it comes to ziva, we had back in Masechtas Nida and other Masechtas that deal with these issues, if the ziva came as a result of a number of extraneous events, that for instance the person was exercising, or the person ate something very spicy, like a hot Mexican tamale or something like that, that as a result caused the ziva, in fact then he is not a zav. The Gemara says it's got to be zav machmas atzmoy v'loy machmas ointzoy. If it's as a result of an oinus, then in fact he does not get a din of tumas zav. As far as the Balkari is concerned, one could say just the opposite. Why should a Balkari become tummy at all? After all, the typical case of a Balkari is a person who lives with his wife, and so therefore that's a mitzvah. Mitzvah peri verivya. And even if they happen to be older, le'erev al tanach yodecha. So bottom line is, there's no reason why he should be tummy. He should be tor. He's just fulfilling a Kodesh Baruch Hu's mitzvah to go and procreate and fill the world. Otherwise, if people wouldn't live with their wives, the world would be empty. So l'chayre should be tar. But so he's a boy, shomet kevolt. And of course, Balkari is, of course, even under other circumstances. But the point is, there's not so much logic as much as the knowledge of the rules. Clear is the kasus. But the specific case that you were talking about is, if a person has ziva machmas choli, in fact, he does not become a zov, only if it happened, shall I say, naturally, not because of other outside forces, like that he was sick, or that he ate something, or he worked strenuously,
then
he was exercising. Then he's not a zav, correct.
Okay.
No problem, my pleasure, back to the Gemara. So both a zav horoya, shtei re'iois, or sholosh re'iois, mishka v'moishev, svira shiva, zev ezeh shavim. Freiti mon mon alimili, how do I know? Now the question of the mon alimili is going on, how do I know that for 2, he is tamei, but there's no din of carbon, and 3 he is tamei, and there is a din of carbon. The Tanna Rabbana, Reb Simoy Oimer, Mona Akosiv Shtayim Vekorei Tamei, Shalosh Vekorei Tamei. The Torah has 2 psukim. The 2 psukim, Rashi quotes most of the 2 psukim. If you look at Rashi, slightly below where we were learning before, Mona Akosiv Shtayim, says Rashi, V'ish Kiye Zov Mibsoroi, Zoivoi Tamei Hu. The Torah uses 2 expressions of Zov in this pasuk. The ishkiya zov mibsore. Zov means that it's flowing from his body, meaning that he had an emission. Zoivoy, that emission causes him to become tame. Says Rashi, harishtei zivois menuyois kan. We only use the term zov twice. Kiya zov, zoivoy, twice, vikori tame. The pasuk says tamehu. And then look in the next pasuk. Sholish vikori tame. Tichsiv vizois tia tumosoi bizoivoy. That's one, zoivoy. Ror psori es zoivoy is two. Oy hechtem psori mi zoivoy is three. What does the pasuk say about that person? Tumosoi hi. That's the end of the pasuk. Har lecha sholosh. So we see that the word ziva is used three times. Ukroi tame, and the Torah says about this person that is tumosoi hi, that he's tame. So the question is, why does one pasuk use the expression ziva twice and say that he's tame, and the other pasuk says that he had ziva three times and then he's tame? Zokti yimara zokt Reb Simoi. Back to the Gemara, the Tanur Rabbanan, Reb Simoi, Oimer Mara Kosev Shtayim Vekori Tomei, Sholish Vekori Tomei, Hoketzat, Shtayim Letoma. After two times, the person becomes Tomei. Tomei, like we said before, it's Metamei, even Mishkov Umoyshov, this very, very far-reaching Toma of an Ava Toma, of the ten covers, one underneath the other. That's the din even by two Zivois. V'sholosh v'karben, only three do you have to go and bring a carbon. Oh, so that's why you have to have two separate tukim. Pasuk 1 says he's tame, but not a major league tumah. I mean, it is major league, but it's not the tumah that rises to the level of having to bring a carbon. And then 3, that's already the granddaddy of Azov, that he has to go and bring a carbon. Zok Yimura, what's the ray? V'im ishtayim l'tumah v'loy l'karben. Sholosh l'karben v'loy l'tumah. Let's say they're mutually exclusive. That if the person saw twice, then in fact he causes the tumah that we just spoke about, Mishka v'moishav. If a person, but there's no din of karben, like we said until now, that's the same as before. But let's go and say that sholosh, you only have to bring a karben v'loy l'tumah, but there's no din of tumah. The person is not metameh, for instance, Mishka v'moishav. Says the Gemara, the question that you asked, L'choyre, is not logical. Why not? Amris ad sheloy roa sholosh roa shtayim. As Barry always likes to say, yesh bechlal mosayim mana. If he has reached the point of three zivois, by definition, he already had two zivois. At the time that he had two zivois, he was already tamei. Tamei, tamei yikra. He had a din of tumah of mishka v'moisha. So now when he becomes tamei the third time, a third emission, oh, okay, the tumah goes away. Bye-bye, tumah. Nice to see you. Now you're mechuyev in carbon. Does that make sense? He was tamei until now. Because he has a third emission, the tumah should go away. Avad anisht. And therefore, avad, he continues to be tamei. And in addition to that, he also has to bring a carbon. Frank Timura, the Eimer, Shtaim the carbon v'loy the tumah. Sholish afle tumah. So now the Gemara already asks a question, which, if you will, is more logical. In other words, what did we say the halach is? Two times, tamei. Three times, we add one, he's upgraded, tamei and a carbon. So says the Gemara, let's go and do it in reverse. Let's say two times, he brings a carbon. Three times, carbon plus tumah. Right? The third time we keep an upgrade, we add. Fine. So start of two times carbon. Third time making carbon together with tumah. With tumah.
So two times would not have tumah.
Would not have tumah. Only have a din of carbon. The Amish time the carbon v'loy the tumah. Sholishav the tumah. Says my loy so kadaita. Tus konizain. Why not? The sign we learned in the braisa. The chiper olav hakoyin lifnei Hashem mizoivai. The chiper olav hakoyin, we're talking about bringing a carbon. The kohen is bringing a carbon for him, the carbon that the zov has to go and bring. And it says he's doing it mizoivoy. What type of lashon is mizoivoy? V'chipar olav hakohen lefnei Hashem al zoivoy, because he was a zov. B'shvil zoivoy. What's the mizoivoy? So the mem tells you mitzas zovin mevi'in carbon and mitzas zovin ein mevi'in carbon. That mem tells you that not all zovin bring karbonis. Some do bring karbonis, and some don't bring karbonis. So hoketzad, which ones yes, which ones not? Ra'ashalosh mevi shtayim ein mevi. Three times you do bring a carbon. Two times you don't bring a carbon. And that's the mizoivoy. Oh, the choyra guteraya. Frank Timura. Oy einoy ella ro'a beis maybe ro'a sholish ena maybe. Maybe it's the other way around. That if he sees two zivois, then he's mechuyev carbon. If he sees three zivois, then he's potem in a carbon. Which is similar to the kasha of the Gemara before. And the Gemara gives a similar teretz. Amris actually rosh olish rosh taim. You never get to the point of three emissions unless you had two emissions. And once you agree with me that two emissions is mechoyev in a carbon, then of course three emissions is going to be chayev in a carbon. So that's really not a good kasha. And that's why I need the pasuk to tell you mizoyvoy miktzah zovin mevien miktzah ena mevien. Which ones bring the three times? Zav brings a carbon. The two times Zav does not bring a carbon. Okay. Now, based on this, we've had two separate drushes. We had Reb Simoy, and then we had this Braisa of the Chippur Olav HaKoyin. What was the first drush of Reb Simoy? That one pasuk says twice Zoivai. The second pasuk says three times Zoivai. So two times Latumma, three times is Tumma plus a carbon. But then we had this price of Chippur Olav HaKoyin mizoivai, that mixes of and mevien, a three timer brings, a two timer doesn't bring. Right? What do we need both drushes? Well, v'itzrich de Reb Simoy, v'itzrich mizoivai. I'll tell you why. Dima de Reb Simoy have a mina kikushyan, because if we would only have Reb Simoy, then we would be able to go and have our kasha. What's the reason why we brought the price again? The price was brought. We said, just like, everybody agrees that three is more chomer than two. Our Mishnah says, two, you have tumma, no carbon. Three, you get upgraded, it's tumma plus a carbon. So the Gemara says, maybe the other way around. Why don't you go and say, the tour, he brings a carbon, but there's no tumma. Three, it gets upgraded, there's carbon plus tumma. That was the kasha. Somebody said, no, that can't be, because it says, mizoivai, miktzazavin. That was a v'chibra olav hakoyin, to tell you that not everybody brings karbanis. Some do, some don't. So says Yimor, that's the reason why, if it was Reb Simoy alone, I'd be stuck with our kasha. Why do you say tumma, and then upgrade it to carbon? Say carbon, and then you get upgraded, not only carbon, but also tumma. Kamash malon mizoivai, that's why I have to have mizoivai, to tell you, not all zavin bring karbanis, only a three-timer and not a two-timer. So why don't you just learn from mizoivai? If you just have the second limud, that some yes and some not, so then, says Rashi, maybe you have to have five times to mechuyev a carbon. If you saw three times or four times, tumay, tumay, ya, tumay, tumay, tumay. But maybe you're not chayav a carbon until number five. And that's the mizoivai. Some yes and some not. So therefore, how do I know the distinction is between two and three and not between lamashal four or five or nine and ten? That I have the first two psukim. That it says two times mizoivai like we saw in the Rashi. And then the next pasuk said zoivai three times. So two times is the lesser form of tumma and carbon, which means only tumma, no carbon. Three times it gets upgraded, not only tumah but also carbon kamash malon the Reb Simoy. That's why you have to have both psukim together, both drushes together, Reb Simoy and the Brais. Frank Timar, v'hasha the amis mizoivoy lidrasha v'chiyitar hazav mizoivoy my darshes bay. Now that you just got finished saying from this Brais, v'chiper all of hakoy lefnei Hashem mizoivoy miktsa zovin yeh. Bring a carbon. Mix this oven, don't bring a carbon. Well, I have another mizoivai. V'chiyitar hazov mizoivai. My darshan's bay, what are you going to darshan from this word mizoivai? Says Yimarahumi boy lady kirisanya. This new pasuk comes to tell you the following, like we learned in the Braisa. And the Braisa is going to give us three separate limudim from these four words. V'chiyitar hazov mizoivai. We're going to have three separate limudim. Says Yimar, what's the first limud? V'chiyitar hazov lekishiyivsoik mizoivai. The pasuk continues afterwards, v'chiyitar hazov mizoivai, then v'sofaloi shivyomim, and then after that, he has to go v'rochetz v'mayim, and then v'toyer bo'arev. So the pasuk continues on that v'chiyatar zov mizoyvay means that Baruch Hashem, he's not seeing any more emissions. What does he have to do? He has to go and count now 7 days, shiva nikiyim, and after he's finished, v'sof aloi, shivas yomim, v'achakach yitar, and then afterwards he's matayr himself by going to the mikvah. Ah, okay. So says the Gemara, v'chiyatar hazov l'kishiyifsoik mizoyvay. What means l'kishiyifsoik mizoyvay? Says Rashi, I might have thought that he should only start counting the Shivas Yomim after he toiveled. In other words, Baruch Hashem, the emissions have ended, he's checked himself, no problem. Baruch Hashem, the doctor said, no more Ziva. And then the Pasuk says, V'sofar, he has to count the 7 days. I might have thought you should toivel first and then start counting your 7 days. No. You count your 7 days first, and then you go to the mikveh. That's what the pasuk comes to. V'chiyatar hazav l'shikiyivsoik mizoyva. When he stops seeing emissions, start counting your 7 days. That's
lim. Do it the other way, then it's a sin of emission.
Ay, I'm telling you. Shkoyach, Shali. That was a good one. Shkoyach. Anyway, so that's what we learned from the first of the three drushes. Now the second limud is, it says, v'chiyatar hazov mizoyvoy, v'loy mizoyvoy v'nigoy. And not if instead of only being a zov, in addition, he was also a mitzoyra. You have a person that Nebuch is wearing two hats in terms of tumah. Number one, he's Nebuchadnezzar, he is seeing emissions. And number two, he's also a Mitzoyra that has Negatzeras, all of these blotches on his skin, which are all called, which all constitute the halacha of a Mitzoyra. Okay, so what's the issue over here? The issue over here is that even if he were to go to the mikveh, he's going to count 7 days. Let's talk about a normal Zav. A Zav, after he's had his two emissions or his three emissions, he has to go make sure that he stopped emitting. And then after that, he counts 7 days. Baruch Hashem, they're all clear days. And then on the seventh day, he has to go and toivel in the mikveh. Good. What happens, however, if this person happens to be not only a Zav, but he also is a Metzaira? So going to the mikveh is not going to help him. He's still going to be tameh. So the halacha is that he counts the 7 days, but when the seventh day happens, he does not go to the mikveh. He waits until his tzaras ends. After the tzaras ends, then he's going to go to the mikveh at that time. But not now, because there's no purpose in it. So you just go and count 7 days, and with that he has completed his ziva requirements, except for going to the mikveh, and that he's going to wait until after he's no longer a mitzayra, which may take a day, a week, a month, or theoretically a year, or even longer. That's what he has to do. So that's what the pasuk is telling us. That when do I say that he goes afterward to the mikveh, v'chiyatar hazov mizoyvay, if it's only zoyvay, but not mizoyvay v'nigay, if it's both a zov and a negatzeras, count the 7 days, but don't go to the mikveh until subsequently. And then the third limut, mizoyvoy v'sofar. In other words, the pasuk continues on, v'sofar loy shivas yom, you have to go and count 7 days. Limit alza bal shtei re'yoy shetoin sviras shiva. It's coming to tell you, like we learned up above, that a zav who only saw two re'yoys, two emissions, also has to count 7 days. He doesn't have to bring a carbon, but he has to count 7 days. So, on the third drasha of mizoyvoy v'safar, what do I need the pasuk to tell us? L'choyde, that's a dover pashit. Now, Valedinhu often introduces a kal v'chomer. Here it's not a kal v'chomer, Valedinhu. It's logical, it's like a mamatzino. In metame mishkev u'moyshev, if the two timer, in other words, the zav who saw two emissions, if he has the din of mishkev u'moyshev, shouldn't he have the din of Svira Shiva of counting 7 days? Why not? It's logical. What do I need a special pasuk mizoyvoy v'safar to include a Zav Baal Shtei Re'iyos? Isn't that a double portion, that a Zav Baal Shtei Re'iyos is Chayiv Svira Shiva? Says the Gemara, onto the Amud Beis, no, it's not so portion at all. Because let's take the female counterpart. What happens if you have a Zava? A Zava is a woman that saw not a regular emission, but she saw blood. Without going into all the complicated halachas of Zava, suffice it to say that we're talking about during the Yud Aleph Yoim Shebein Nida Lenida, not her normal Nida cycle, but rather this was a beyond the normal menstrual cycle that she saw blood. If she sees blood either once or twice, she's only a Shemeres Yoim Keneged Yoim. Shemeres Yoim Keneged Yoim means that she has to go and be on the lookout to see whether she saw any more blood that day or the next day. And if she did not, she can go and toivel in the mikvah. There's no din of Sviras Shiva. Ah, so you see that by a woman who's a Zava, there's no din of Shiva Nikiyim just because of two sightings of blood. Now that being the case, the same thing should apply to a Zav, that just because he had two emissions, he shouldn't have to have the Sfira Shiva. That's why I need the Pasik, that the Pasik is coming to tell you that Mizoivoy V'Sofar, that even though he only saw twice, he has to count 7 days, seven Shiva Nikim. So back to the Gemara at the top. Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom Teichiach Shematam Mishkav Moishev. A Zov is Matam Mishkav Moishev, just like a Zov. Ve'ina Teuna Simira Shiva. And there is no din of counting 7 days. V'yaf Ata Al Tismal Zeh. Therefore, don't wonder She'afal Pi Shematam Mishkav Moishev, that even though he's Matam Mishkav Moishev, this Zav that only saw twice, lo yeton svira shiva, I might think that there's no din of counting 7 days. Tam loy mi zoy v'sofar, miktsas zoy voy v'sofar, even though he only saw miktsas zoy, not 3 times, only 2 times. Sofar, he has to count 7 days. Limin al zav ba shteir yoy shetoin sviras shiva. That's the end of that drasha. Rapapa now asks a very, very strong logical kasha. What we used to call in yeshivas a bomba kasha. Omli Rapapa le Abaya. Maishna hai mizoy vid marbi be zov bao shtei ri'ois. O maishna hai mizoy vid mamayit be zov bao shtei ri'ois. We have two separate psukim. Both of them use the term mizoy voy. And one time we use that mizoy voy as an exclusion, and the other time we use the mizoivoy as an inclusion. What do we mean? Let's go back to the Amud Aleph just for a short moment. Back in the middle of the discussion, about halfway between Gemara and the bottom of the Amud, he said, "Disani." It says in the Brayis of Chippur, "All of Akayin Levnei Hashem mizoivoy, mikza zoven mivian carbon. Some zoven bring a carbon. That means the 3-time emission people." A mixes of an amivian carbon. Those are the 2-time emission people. The 3 times do bring a carbon, the 2 don't. Why? Mizoiv means some yeah and some not. Now here in the bottom of the Yomid, 4 lines from the bottom, we said mizoiv v'safar, limit alzah bal shtei re'iyosh shetoyim svira shiva, that the mizoiv comes to include the bal shtei re'iyosh. So when it comes to bringing a carbon, we said mizoiv means only the 3-timers and not the 2-timers. And here in the bottom, when it comes to Sfira Shiva, we say just the opposite, that the Mizoiv comes to include the 2-timers, not only the 3-timers. So make up your mind, is Mizoiv an exclusion or is it an inclusion? Back to our Gemara, first wide line.
It would be the same thing though. When would be the upgrade? If it's an inclusion, meaning the 2-timers and the 3-timers have to bring a korban, then what would be the upgrade with the 3-timers when they have a mission?
They wouldn't. Our mission would say Ein Bein 2 or 3.
I got you.
What's the difference between 3 and 4 and 4 and 5? No difference whatsoever. We could have said Ein Bein Beis Lishalish. The Mizoiva is the one that establishes that only the Sholish brings the carbon and not the Shtein. But then why don't they say Mizoiva, the only one that has to count 7 days, is the Mizoiva, the 3-timers and not the 2-timers? That's the Morris Kash. Omli The drasha that you just gave now, the Gabi, the counting of the 7 days, you're saying even the two timers has to go and count 7 days. Bringing a carbon, you're saying only the three times, and he's parted from bringing a carbon. Malaysia answered him back. You're going to go and tell me that that final mizoivai that we just brought now, which comes to include the Shiva Nikiyam person, that he has to count 7 days, if you're going to go and tell me it comes to exclude him, let the Pasuk be silent, and I would know that he is excluded. Why would I think that he's excluded? No, I would go and say, if the person has a din of Mishkav of Moshe, if he's so tamei, probably has a din of Shiva Nekiyah. I would say, no. I tell you, Shmeres Yom Keneged Yom Teichiach. We see by the female counterpart, by the Zava, after one or two times, there is no din of Shiva Nekiyah. So here too, I would say, there's no din of Shiva Nekiyah. Why did the Pasuk have to add Mizoivoi? Even without Mizoivoi, I would say, if the Mizoivoi comes Limute, to exclude the two emission person, then I don't need the Pasuk at all. Of course I would say the two emission person is off the hook from Shiva Nekiyah. I would learn it from the Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom, just like Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom is no din of Svira Shiva. Here too, no Svira Shiva. Like we had on the Yomid Aleph. No, I need that Mizoivoi to go and tell you Limud number two. That if he's not only a Zav, but he's also a Mitzoira, that he only counts 7 days, and he doesn't go to the mikveh yet. He has to wait until he becomes Tohar from his Tzoras. If that's the point, then let it just say V'chiyitar Hazav. And Rashi explains, since the whole parasha there is talking about a Zav, why does the Pasuk have to say, and by the way, when the Zav becomes Tohar, we're talking about a Zav. It should just simply say V'chiyitar. After all, we're not talking in that parasha about a person that was touched a Nevela, or touched a dead Sheretz, or something else. We're talking specifically about a Zav. So therefore, the word Zav itself, says Rashi, I know what that means. V'chiyitar mizoivoi. When the Zav becomes Tohar from his Zav, meaning he stopped seeing, Baruch Hashem, emissions have ended. Now the Pasuk says, start counting the 7 days. V'lishtoik mizoivoi. What do I need the mizoivoi for? Let it just simply say, v'chiyitar azov. And I know that means mizoivoi. So mizoivoi lamali. So in other words, just to go and tell you the din of zoivoi. V'loi mizoivai v'nigai, I don't need the next word mizoivai. That I would learn from Chiyatar Azov, that he only was tahar from the ziva because it ended, no more emissions, but not mizoivai v'nagai. So I don't need the extra word mizoivai. V'lishtoik mizoivai l'amli, what do we have the extra mizoivai? To tell you, limud number three. Limud Azov, b'ashter iois. So what is the Gemara concluding? What the Gemara is telling us is, mitzad the word mizoivoi, miktsas yes, miktsas nisht, that comes and tells us the first drasha that only certain zoven bring a carbon, or the zoven do not bring a carbon. You're right. It's taka and an exclusionary term, not an inclusionary term. So now, how did we come to include the mizoivoi legabi svira shiva? Because the whole word was unnecessary. What do I need mizoivoi? Of course, v'chiyitar azov, when the zav becomes tahar. What does he become tahar from? From touching a nevela? We're not talking about nevela. From touching a sheretz? We're not talking about sheretz, we're talking about zav. So of course, v'chiyitar azov means from zoi, from his emissions. So the extra word mizoivoi comes to tell you to include, not from the mem of mizoivoi, the entire extra word mizoivai comes to tell you that even as Abba Shira Eois, he also has to have Svira Shiva, Shiva Nakim, he has to go and count 7 days before he can go to the mikveh. 7 clean days.
Go to this spring water.
Oh, very good. So our good friend, Brother Shai, points out we're not talking about your normal, regular mikveh that we are accustomed to. It has to be a Mayan, a very special Mayan. I've told this story in the past, that when they first came out with the Mayim Chayim sodas, then, which of course, super kosher, etc., they said they offered it to the Tzelem Aruv, and they asked the Tzelem Aruv, no, make a brucha, don't drink some soda. He says, no, he's not taking Mayim Chaim because Baruch Hashem, he is not a Zov. He can go to a regular mikvah. Only a Zov needs to go and have Mayim Chaim. Anyway, so you're 100% right. A Zov needs not just a regular mikvah, he has to go into a Mayim.
One of the yeshivas, they have Mayim Chaim.
I don't know about regular yeshivas, but in Square, for instance, they have a Mayim. And Moshe Feinstein Zatzal was always very makbid during Aseres Meitshuva. He would call up Square and he would make an appointment. He made it his business to go to a Mayim just in case he had to maziva. Of course, highly unlikely, but he wanted to cover the waterfront to have a. Rabbi Rudinsky is a wonderful, a great goyim, but he doesn't have any mikvah. So he only has a shul, he has a yeshiva, but he doesn't have a mikvah. No problem. By the way, that Mayan in Square, they say that many women that previously did not have children, that were not pregnant, they went there, they were gemensh, they went there, and Baruch Hashem, after that, they became pregnant. Anyway, beginning back to the Mishnah. Zog the Mishnah Vayitzeh, now we're going to talk about Hilchos Metzora, our favorite subject. Now we're going to talk about a Metzora Musker and a Metzora Muchlat. What's a Metzora Musker? What's a Metzora Muchlat? A Metzora Musker means that a person appeared on the scene, showing that he had Marois Negoin. Marois Negoin means that he had white blotches on his skin, which in terms of the Mara appeared to be those of Tzaras. However, it's not the Mara alone, that white blotch, the white spot on his skin. There have to be also Simone Metzora. What are Simone Metzora? So the Torah enumerates two or three of them, which the Gemara, well, not the Gemara, but the Mishnayis, Masech Tezavin, not Masech Tezavin, the Mishnayis in Taharis, that deal with Negoim, Shkoyach, Mesechus Negoim, thank you, Brother Shai. They deal with these issues in great, great depth and length. One of them is Seyar Lovan Tzomach Boy. A simon would be if there's Seyar Lovan that grew in that tzaras, in that white spot. Or if there was a Michya. Michya means that some of the skin started becoming pussy and healthy again. And finally, there's something known as pisyon. Pisyon means that if it's spread. So those are the simone tzaras. So initially, the metzora appears in front of the kohen. However, he doesn't have any of these simonim. It's just a white spot. There's no seir lovan tzamach boy. It is not spreading yet. And there is no michyas boser chai baseis. There doesn't appear to be any new healthy skin growing into that tzaras. So what the kohen says is, I don't know what we're going to do. The hizker, and you go and put him away in hezger. We all know what hezger means today in the last 2 years. You have to quarantine him. Shivas yomim. You put him away for 7 days. At the end of 7 days, again, the kohen comes to check. Yo, nish, nish, yo. If at this point there's no more tzaras, he says, okay, you're free to go. If, unfortunately, one of these three simonim has appeared on the scene, we're going to be machlit. Machlit, we're going to make a firm decision that he's a Metzora Muchlat. And if we still don't know because none of the three simonim, we have to do a Hezgir, another Shivas Yomim Sheinis for another 7 days. Anyway, so there's something known as Metzora Musker, which is really a doubtful, it's like a Sufik Metzora. He certainly appears to be Metzora. The spots certainly look like Tzaras, but I don't have those other simonim, so he's a Hezger. And then the Metzora Muchlat that we made a final decision. So what's the difference in terms of the Tumah, in terms of the Halachas that apply? Says our Mishnah, the Gabi Tumah, they're exactly the same. And in fact, as we'll see in the Gemara, the Gabi Shiluach Michutz L'Sholish Machnois, exactly the same. As you know, Metzora has to go and be Mishtaleh Chutz L'Sholish Machnois. He has to leave the whole city and live beyond the outskirts of the city, beyond the city borders. Anyway, there's no difference in the Metzora Musker and Metzora Muchlat, Ela Priyo Frima, the halacha of Priyo Frima. What means Priyo Frima? The pasuk says, V'hatzerua asher boi hanega, begod of yiu frumim, v'roishe yiu frua, v'al sof v'miyate, v'tome tome yikra. Begod of yiu frumim means that he has to go and tear his garments, just like Chas V'Shalom, an ovel has to go and tear his garments. V'roishe yiu frua, he's not allowed to cut his hair, just like a person who's ba'avelus doesn't cut his hair until Koyarim boy until they start screaming at him. Oi, come on, get a haircut already. Anyway, so the point is that a Metzoira Musker, who's only that first level of Metzoira, does not have a din of rending his garment. He has no din of letting his hair grow. That's halacha number one. Second halacha, ein bein tor mitoich hesker, the tor mitoich hechlit, ele teglachas v'tzipar. What happens if the Metzoira Hesger, Metzoira Musker, is allowed to go and leave his habitat outside Sholish Machnes because the Kohen has decided you are now Tahar? Or what happens in Metzoira Muchlat that has been a confirmed Metzoira already for a while? And now, Baruch Hashem, the spots have gone away. What's the difference between these two that have now been freed from their confined territory? Whether or not you have to go through the entire ceremony and the entire ritual that is required of Metzoira. At the very beginning of Parshas Metzoira, it says that a Metzoira that finally becomes Tahar, he has to go and bring two Tziparim. These are not Karbonis. These are Tziparim, one of which he shechs, the other one he goes and tinks ein, he dips in one Tzipor into the other, and then he shilach al pnei asada, and he has to have tiglachas, he has to go and take a full haircut, not haircut only on his head, but on his entire body. And then after that, he has to count 7 days, and after the 7 days, he has to bring three karbonis. All of that only applies to Metzoira Muchlat and not to Metzoira Musker.
So the star who didn't graduate.
He didn't graduate. He was never a confirmed Metzoira. So it was only doubtful.
The Kohen said, so even though he had these Marai Lavans, so then he gets off.
He gets free off the hook. As soon as he, Baruch Hashem, he's Tor, he doesn't have to go through the whole very elaborate rituals and ceremonies that we have in the Torah. Zoktimar. So since we said in the first part, Ein b'mitzvah muskel mitzvah muchlat ela priyo frima, hal the inyan shiluach, that he has to go, michutz l'sholish machnois, and the gabi tumma, that he is, not only that he is tameh, but that he creates a lot of tumma for others. Not only the din of the tumas medris that we spoke about before, but even there's a special din of the tumas bia. Not bia in the sense of a bia between man and wife. The bia of is v'habo el habayis. We all know that in Parshas Metzoira it says that what happens if on one of the walls of the house we find a nega tzaras, depending whether it's spread or not. Sometimes you have to go and demolish the whole wall, sometimes you don't. Without going into all those halachas, the point is, if a person sees kenega nirali baboyis, avo hakoyin, and he goes inside and he says, Raboyisai, it does not look good. Take out all the furniture, take out everything, and after everything is out, then he says, it's tamei, we have to go and quarantine the house. Nobody's allowed to go into this house. And if people do enter into the house, or kalim go into the house, they all become tamei. Well, that's fairly well known, that those are psukim in the Torah. What we're going to see in the Gemara shortly is that the same thing applies to a person who is a metzoira begufoi. The walls are perfect. There is nothing wrong with the walls. In fact, there are gorgeous Italian paintings on the walls, and they are in the tapestries. There is no negatras on the walls at all. But if a metzoira who has negatras on his body enters into that house, and then other people or kalim into the house, they will become tamei because the house has a status like a bayis menuga, a base tzaras. So that's one of the tumas that apply, and the Gemara is telling us that it's zeh v'zeh shom. The same thing applies to Metzoira Musker and to a Metzoira Muchlat. How do I know that the gabi priya ufrima, gabi tearing garments and letting your hair grow, that's only by Metzoira Muchlat, not by Metzoira Musker? Menani mili tani Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak kamid Rav Huna. It says in the pasuk v'tira koyin mispach asi v'chibes begode v'toher. This is talking specifically about a person that had the white spots, but didn't get any of the simoni teras of the white hair growing in, or it didn't spread, and there's no michyas basar chai basa'es, none of those other things. So after he had hezker for 2 weeks, the Kohen says, you know what? This was not a nega teras, this was just a mispachas. Mispachas means it's a kosher, it's a tohor white spot. All you have to go is do kibbutz begadim, which means going and you toiling in the mikveh and the begodim going to the mikveh toh, and the person is toh. Now the Gemara is concerned by the lashon of v'toher. L'chayr it should say v'yithar. Why does it say v'toher? After all, he was tomei until now. We said tumah zevezeh shavin. So why do we say v'yithar? Now he becomes toher. So the lashon v'toher, says Rashi, sounds like he was toher all along. Says the Gemara, Legabi Hilchas Priyofrima, he was Taka Torah all along. Torah mi Priyofrima de Meikara. And that's why Mitzvah Musker never had to go and do the rending of the garment or letting the hair grow. He could take haircuts, not a problem. Because Vitor, he was always Torah. That's the limit. Yeah? Was it there? No. Omli Rav.
Cheskas of Tar.
He had a Cheskas Tar. Amalei Robes, Robes says, Elamiyata, if you're telling me Vitoyer means Legabi Metzoyra, that he was Toher for certain purposes, as Gabi Zov, I have a similar passing by a Zov, Vachib is Begodav Vitoher, there also doesn't say Vyitar, it says Vitoher. Hasam Mai Vitoher Meikareka, what Tor Meikare do you find by the Zov? Ela says the Gemara, there is a Shtiko Tor Meikare, Ela Tor Hashta Militame Kli Cheres, Behesit, Aval Gav the Hoder Chazi Loi Metamel Mafreya. Hachanami Tor. The same thing applies to Mitzayra. Now, what is this Tor Hashem Latame Klicheres Behesit? So Rashi explains the following. Remember, we're talking about a Zav. The Zav unfortunately saw the marshal two emissions, and now he went and he counted 7 days of Nikiyim, and Baruch Hashem, every day he was Naki. On day number 7. He goes and checks himself in the morning at 10 o'clock. Baruch Hashem, not a drop of emission. He goes to the mikveh. The mikveh by Azov is during the day. And then after he goes to the mikveh, he dries himself off. He continues going and checking for the rest of the day. If on the rest of the day everything is clear, crystal clear, no more ziva, Baruch Hashem, he's now totally tar. But what happens if Chalila v'chas at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, right before mincha, another emission, he says, oh no! I saw another emission. What happens now? So then all of those days that he counted fall away, and he remains the same Zov that he was from the very beginning. With one exception. What is that one exception? One of the tumois that a Zov is metame is a klicheris behesit. Hesit means to move something, even if you're not touching something, which is a very important distinction, because by klicheres, as you know, it's not metame migaboy, it's only metame me'aviroi, mitoichai, from the inside. But that's if a person only touches it. But if a person moves it, that's what we call a tumas hesed. What's the din by tumas hesed? A zov is metame. Now, if you're going to tell me, is it possible to have a hesed without a maga, without a negia? And the answer is yes. How is that possible? See, Gemara always gives the example. What happens if you have a scale, and on one side of the scale you have this kli, and the other side of the scale you have the zov who pushes up or down and causes the kli to go up and down? I never touched the kli, but it moved. You know how it moved? By pushing the scale up and down. So then the kli moved up and down. Ah, what happens if a regular zov moves a kli cheres? The answer is a kli cheres becomes tummy. However, what happens if a zov toivel in the mikveh on day number 7 and then pushed a kli cheres? And then at 4 o'clock, guess what happens? He sees another ziva emission. There's a special halacha. Afal gav dehoder chazi loy metamel mafreya. That kli cheres that he touched in between 10 o'clock when he toiveled and 4 o'clock when he had the emission does not become tamei lemafreya. Why not? All the other tumas are tamei lemafreya. What happens if he lied on a bed during that 6-hour period? It has a din of mishka v'moishev because the person never became tohar. He never had shiva nekiyah. Special din of v'toher legabi the din of the kli cheres. Zok Timara, ela tohar. When it says the v'toher legabi the zav, what do I learn from it? Tor hashta, that from the point of Vachibes Begoda, from after going to the mikveh, at that point, if he pushed a klicheres, he moved it, his hashta, his tohar militami klicheres behesed, abagab the hodachazi, even though at 4 o'clock he's going to see a new emission, loy metamalam afreya. Aha. So it doesn't take away the whole ziva, only this one particular halacha. Hachanami says Igmar, the same thing applies over here, Legab the Metzoyra. He's Tor Hashta, Meletame Bibia Lemafreya. If between the 10 o'clock in the morning he went to the mikveh, talking now by a Metzoyra, 10 o'clock in the mikveh, he went to the mikveh, and then after that, if the tzaras reappears, that tzaras that the Koyin had previously said, mispachasi, v'chibis begod v'tar, it's no problem, it's only mispachas, it didn't spread, there's no white hairs, there's no michya babasar, it's okay. He goes to the mikveh, Baruch Hashem, and then he comes out of the mikveh a few hours later. Oh no, white hairs are growing all over. The spot is spreading. He goes back to the Kohen. The Kohen says, I'm sorry, mister. We previously diagnosed this as a mispachas, but this is the real Makoi. You're a Metzora, and you've been a Metzora Mafreya from the very, very beginning. I didn't know. We had to wait. But now we see that you're a Metzora. But again, there's also one Nafkimina. What's the Nafkimina? These Tor Hashtim Letami Bibias Lemafreya. Meaning that if between 10 o'clock when he went to the mikveh and 4 o'clock in the afternoon when the Kohen identified that this spot had spread and that therefore he's been a Metzora all along, if in between that the person had entered into a shtib, into a room, and somebody else or Kalim went into that room, they're tohar militami bibia. Bibia means v'habo el abayis, they're all tohar. So ibazoi, since it has nothing to do with pri ufrima, you tell me that tohar means tohar me pri ufrima. No, that's not the case. Tohar has to do with militami bibia l'mafraya. So I'm back to square one. How do I know that you're tohar me pri ufrima? Elam rabba mihoch, I have a new pasuk. The pasuk that we quoted before. V'atzerua asher boy hanega. Boy is the key term here for this drasha. Vatzerua asher boy hanega. What means asher boy? Of course the tzerua has asher boy hanega. Not somebody else. We're talking about that tzerua that has a nega. What's the boy? Misha tzerate taluya begufoy. That the tzeras is because of his guf, that he has tzeras. Yotzeze she tzerate taluya begufoy ele beyomim. Comes to exclude a metzoyra musker, that we don't look anymore at his body, we're looking at the days. Meaning that you have to go mimaskiroi shivas yomim, after shivas yom we'll check him again, and then if we still don't see the zgiroi shivas yom shenis, a second, but there the hezger and the tumah is all dependent on days, not on boy. And that's what the Gemara is telling about. Tzeru asher boy anega. What does the pasuk continue on? Tzeru asher boy anega, begod of you, ferumim veroish yir ferua. By Metzora Mukhlat, there is this din of the pre-ofrima, and not if it's a tzeras, which is dependent on yum.
In general, can you, are they allowed, let's say for Azav,
Metzora.
No, Kerry, mm-hmm. Yesterday it needs hair of Shemesh.
Correct.
Yeah, and then he goes to the mikvah.
No, he goes to the mikveh during the day. Okay. From the time he goes to the mikveh, he's at Tvul Yoyim. Uh-huh. And then at night, Erev Shemesh, and he's totally tired.
Okay, here also, he could be going to the mikveh during the day.
Right. Zogti Moravaita, Omli Abai Elamayata, I have another pasuk. Kol Yemeasher Nega Boy Yitma. Since you just darshan from the word boy, I have another pasuk. Kol Yemeasher Nega Boy Yitma. Are you going to tell me? Misha Tzerate Tluya Begufay Hu Detoin Shaluach? The pasuk continues on. Kol Yemeasher Nega Boy Yitma. And then the pasuk ends off. You have to go and send them Michutz Lamachana Moshav. He has to have Shiluach. So you're going to tell me the same thing? Misha Tzerate Tluya Begufay. Who the toin shiluach? Veshe interata talia begufay. Ain't toin shiluach because it says boy begufay v'loy beyamim. V'chitei mahachanami. You're going to tell me, yeah, ain't a chanami. A matzorin of muska is not nishtaleach chutz l'sholish machnas. V'chitei, we just learned in our Mishnah. Ain't bein matzorin of muska, matzorin of muklet, el apriya frima. Halinin shiluach. That when it comes to shiluach michutz lamachne, or legabi that tumas bia that we said vabo el habayis, that when the mitzvah goes into the house, that everybody in the house and all the kalim all become tameim zebezesh oven. But it says here kol yemei ashenega boyit ma lechayr, it should be only those mitzvahim with the tzeras is teluya begufay boy. V'loy biyomim, like the Gemara said before. Amalasi answered him, you have a very good point. But it doesn't say yemei. It says kol yemei. Kol yemei l'rabba is mitzayra muskeli shiluach. That not only mitzayra mukhler has a dinner of shiluach michutz sholish machnois, but the same thing applies to a mitzayra muskar. You can put over here two dots. Because the beis, which is the bach, basically changes the whole girsa, and we're starting a new shtickle. And that new shtickle goes on to the next line, skip ihochi tiglachas, it's part of my time, maloi diktani, and we go now to the second half of the Mishnah. In other words, we've concluded the discussion about the first half of the Mishnah. Why is there only a din of priya ufrima by mitzvah musker? Sorry, by mitzvah muchlat and not by mitzvah musker, because of the pasuk that says vatzrua asher boy anega begod of you forum veroishi forua. It's only boy begufay veloy biyam. I why then by shiluach we should all to say only muchlat and not musker because it says boy because it says kol yemei. Finish that discussion is over. Now we go to the second half of the Mishnah. The second half of the Mishnah says, "Ein bein torim mitoich heskel, torim mitoich hechlet el tiglachas v'tziparim." Freiti mora minuahne mili. How do I know? Amar Abaye, were two lines before the Mishnah. Amar Abaye, amakra v'yotze ha'koyin el michutz la'machane. The koyin now has to inspect the patient, meaning the mitzoyra. And he sees Baruch Hashem in a nirpa nega tzaras min atzerua. Baruch Hashem, no more tzaras. Zokti Gemara, Misha tzarat. So what does the next pasuk say after that? Then the mitzoyra comes into the machne, and he has to go and bring his two tziporim, one that he shechs, and one that he shilach al pnei asoda, and he has to have tiklachas, and then 7 days he has to count, and then he has to bring his karbonis. Where does that apply? Only b'nei nirpa nega tzaras, Misha tzarat e tluya b'refuais, which is by a mitzoyra muchlat. Yotzezeh comes to exclude a mitzvah musker, she'ein tzarat et liba refuois ela biyomim. They were not waiting for refuah, we're just waiting for the 7 days to pass so that the kohen is going to inspect them again. Since it's totally biyomim, not refuois, all those halachas don't apply. So that's, says Abaye, that's the makor of the second part of the Mishnah. Because only by the mitzvah muchlot does it say, that it's dependent on refuahs and not on yomim. The mitzvah musker that's dependent on yomim has no din of tiglachas, no din of tziporim, etc. We'll stop over here, Rabbi Yisai. Mention to be continued tomorrow. Have a wonderful day. Zagi Bench. I see Barry has a question.